Hey guys, Coach Christy here. Just like I'm prone to doing, I have some thoughts rolling around in my head that I feel like influence my horsemanship as well as my humanity, and just want to share it with you guys. The thing that I'm thinking about here lately that I've actually been thinking about for a long time is the idea around mentorship and the role a mentor can or should play in our lives. You see, for me, I grew up in a way that, it's not right nor wrong. I had a challenging, for me, challenging childhood. And listen, we all have challenges in our childhood, regardless of how you grew up, right? Whether you had the Leave It to Beaver kind of experience or you had some other kind of, label you could put on life in your childhood. I personally, sorry, I'm trying to open a door. I personally had an opportunity to grow up in such a way that the adults in my life were not reliable. Some were. I'm gonna say that my Aunt Peggy was super reliable in that if I needed her, she was always there. If I needed a place to stay, if I needed someone to take care of me, if I needed a roof over my head, I could always, always, always count on Aunt Peggy. Now, I couldn't always count on my parents for that. And, that's neither right nor wrong, here nor there, just life as it was for them back in those days. I've long ago made peace with the capacity or the ability of my parents to be parents when and how they did do what they do. All that being said, that doesn't mean that I pretend that something was good when it wasn't. The experience of being abandoned by a parent at whatever stage in life that happens is a challenging one. It does affect a person's psyche and the way that, you might process the world, your life, what you want to do next, that sort of thing. And for me, one of the challenges that particular life experience has created is a desire, a drive, a need for mentorship. Never felt like I had very strong mentors growing up. I always felt like it was up to me to just figure things out as I went along, and always felt like I was trying to find someone who had all the answers or that would guide me in a way that was helpful or, I don't know, better than what I could do, just figuring it out on my own. And I have had some really great mentors in my life. And there have been times when my parents have been good mentors. There have been times when Aunt Peggy was a good mentor. There have been times when her husband and my uncle Junior, was a good mentor for a lot of things. I've had, cousins and family members, friends, and loved ones who have all been bits and pieces of good mentors. And I've spent a good portion of my life seeking out guidance or leadership, mentorship. And what I'm coming to realize is that I can do that for myself. It is okay for me to trust my own instincts and decide for myself what is right for me. That doesn't mean that I don't still seek guidance, that I don't still seek counsel, that I don't still look for people who have more experience than I have had in lots of different areas of my life. I am still seeking those people out. My husband is a great mentor in a lot of ways for me. He's a very stable person emotionally. He makes very solid decisions that incorporate future, the future in what we do with our lives, both financially and, you know, just personally. All those things are great, and I'm so thankful for them. But at the end of the day, if I feel like a certain person's opinion of what I choose, what I decide, what I plan, what I reach for, what I aim for, has any kind of influence over how I feel about my results, then what I've done is I've handed over my personal power to someone else. I've handed over my ability to decide whether or not what I'm doing is good or not good, or valuable or not valuable. And I just don't feel like that's necessary anymore. And perhaps that is because of where I'm at in my life, as far as, you know, I'm 44 years old. I'm not 20 something anymore. I'm not trying to prove anything or conquer the world the way I felt like in my 20s and even parts of my 30s. I'm not trying to be or do something better than anyone else. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. But more than anything, guys, I just want to give you permission to mentor yourself. Give you permission to consider being your own guide. Listen to your instincts. Take time to get quiet and think about what is right for you. What is right for you and your horse? What is right for you and your life? What is right just on an individual basis? One of the things I've talked about before on this podcast is that I feel like there is a culture in horses, especially, of putting people on a pedestal when it comes to horsemen and horsemanship and you know, what people can do with horses, and having a sense that any one individual, that just because they can do this thing with horses, that means that they could be a good guide for you in all aspects of life. And I just don't think that that's a very fair thing to do for yourself and for that mentor. You know, just because someone is good with horses doesn't mean they have good financial planning or good, you know, marital skills or good family skills or, you know, whatever. And that's okay. You don't have to be good at everything to be a mentor in any given area. And we can all learn something from our fellow travelers, whether that's in horsemanship or marriage or finances or family, what have you. And I just would caution you against the idea of any kind of hero worship. That's a word I've used before. And understand that everybody makes mistakes, and as long as we're learning from them and growing from them and doing better the next time, that experiencing those mistakes is a valuable thing to go through. So here's my current status regarding mentors and guidance and even just parents, is that I'm at a stage in my life where I've discovered that before I can be a good coach for you, I have to be a good coach for me. I have to learn for myself how to speak to myself mentally and out loud, how I speak to you and encourage you to speak to yourselves, and how you interact with your horses is a reflection of how I speak to myself. And that doesn't mean that I'm saying things are good when they're not good, or pretending, you know, a relationship or a partnership that struggled or didn't serve me did serve me. I'm not doing that anymore, right? I had parents who left scars. I've had mentors who left scars. And I spoke in my last podcast about the role of adversity. And what I'm learning is, first of all, everybody's doing the best they can with what they know how to do. Secondly, that it is okay for me to put me first, to rely on me most, to take everybody's input, but at the end of the day, decide what to do next based on what my heart is telling me to do, whether that's with my horsemanship, or my personal life, my marriage, my family. Like, take a little time, guys, and just listen to that inner voice. If that inner voice is speaking in an abusive way, like, you need to reprogram that. And if you want to be great with horses, if you want to be excellent in anything that you do in life, you have to learn to be your own mentor. You have to be your own coach. And to me, a good coach can diagnose and point out to any player in the game what needs working on, while at the same time not discouraging or killing the spirit of that particular player. And if we cannot do that for ourselves, we're going to be less likely to be able to do that for anyone else. So there you go, guys. Like, just really think about the way you are coaching yourselves. I'm going to think about it harder for myself now. And I sure would love the opportunity to be your horsemanship coach, particularly if you're studying Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. If you're enjoying these podcasts, if you find them useful in any way whatsoever, I would consider it a close personal favor if you would like, share, comment, rate, and review on whatever platform you're listening to them on. And thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me talk about my thoughts on horsemanship and humanity. I'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great day. Bye.